It wasn't strong enough, so I added a shot of vodka and was right back to worse trouble than before. I began sneaking drinks when playing bartender for guests. To cure my dreadful hangovers, I discovered the morning drink. The early promise of the boy wonder faded, and my career began to drift. Although my ambition still flickered, it now took the form of fantasizing. My values became distorted. To wear expensive clothes, to have bartenders know what to serve me before I ordered, to be recognized by head waiters and shown to the best table, to play gin rummy for high stakes with the insouciance of a riverboat gambler, these were the enduring values in life, I thought. Bewilderment, fear, and resentment moved into my life. And yet my ability to lie outwardly and to kid myself inwardly grew with every drink I took. Indeed, I had to drink now to live, to cope with the demands of everyday existence. When I encountered disappointments or frustrations, as I did more and more frequently, my solution was to drink. I had always been oversensitive to criticism, and was acutely so now. When I was criticized or reprimanded, the bottle was my refuge and comfort. When I was faced with a special challenge or social event, such as an important business presentation or a dinner party, I had to fortify myself with a couple of belts. Too often I would overdo it and behave badly at the very time I wanted to be at my best. For instance, the 50th wedding anniversary of my wife's parents was the occasion for a huge family reunion at our home. Despite my wife's entreaties to take it easy, I arrived home in bad shape. I remember being dragged,